Welcome to the Stuffed Fabulist on Air, audio commentaries by Jeffrey Grosshans from the website www.stuffedfabulous.com. These copyrighted commentaries present an independent point of view in the form of original fables and parables on psychological, social, political, spiritual, and philosophical questions of today. The ultimate moral or lesson of each tale is left to the listener to decide. The story of the Minotaur has traditionally been told from the outside, sometimes in hostility, sometimes in fascination, sometimes in fearful bewilderment, but always from the outside looking into the maze. Yet suppose the telling had come from the inside. Might it have been something like the following? The Minotaur. Once the Minotaur decided to take its labyrinth with it wherever it went. Over the years it had grown attached to the maze. It wasn't a place anyone would freely choose, there was no denying that. Who wouldn't prefer to call almost any other place home rather than this dim prison of twists and turns? Who wouldn't dream of breathing even the hot desert wind for a change, instead of the dank odor of one's own limits day after day? Nevertheless, the Minotaur had difficulty picturing itself anywhere else. All its memories were here. In the shadowy recesses of the labyrinth, they provided it with constant company. If it sank into melancholy torpor, they lightened its mood. Or if it grew too excited, they restored it to calm and discretion. Over time, the Minotaur had come to rely on their comforting, faithful presence. And it kept faith with them in return. It did this despite the fact that it was seldom free of enticing visions of a world beyond the labyrinth. These visions wandered down the dim corridors and slipped in among the familiar company, danced their seductive dances, whispered in the Minotaur's ear, urged it to follow them back out. They were as persistent as its more constant companions, and they filled the labyrinth with intoxicating perfumes. One day the Minotaur, unable to resist the temptation any longer, rose to follow these visions back out of the maze and into their world. The way out was longer and more arduous than it had imagined, but the closer it came to the exit, the more the visions beckoned it on. Whenever it stopped to catch its breath, anticipation burning in its chest, they paused too and waited for it to catch up. And each time they disappeared around a turn, it could hear their voices drop a moment and then rise again as if to encourage it by shortening the distance that seemed to remain. Finally, on the threshold, they gestured one last time to the struggling, panting Minotaur and stepped out. When the Minotaur itself reached the opening and took in the broad vista stretching away in every direction, it stood in dazzled wonder at what it beheld. What could have prepared it for the lush possibilities waiting to be explored? And yet, for all the allure of the scene before it, the Minotaur hesitated to take the next step. Might all this be merely an illusion? What if, once out of the maze, the Minotaur discovered a place unequal to the visions that had found their way down the endless turns and into its heart? A world less inspiring than their whispers. What then, with everything that would have been given up? The Minotaur, troubled by these doubts, made the only decision it thought it could. Straining to the limits of its strength, it hoisted the labyrinth onto its back and set off, prepared to exchange a lifetime of creeping snail-like over the landscape for the security of knowing it could always withdraw again if need be. Always retreat and wait among its shadows for the enticing visions to return. More fables and parables like the one you've just heard are available for reading, downloading, and forwarding at www.stuffedfabulous.com. Bound collections of tales in the series Likely Stories, Contemporary Fables and Parables, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 can also be ordered through bookstores or directly through the orders page on the website.